Welcome back to the Middle-Aged and Metal podcast. I still even remember that shit. It's been about maybe four fucking months at this point. Never really knew what I wanted to do with this, knew that I enjoyed just blurting out to probably the five of you that I think have actually checked it out. That's of no consequence to me. Sometimes it's good to just get this out. It's some form of therapy. Just being able to talk free form about things that you're interested in. And, you know, it's nice to have a conversation, but sometimes it's just nice to get your thoughts and opinions out. So that's what I'm here for. Last couple of months, I'm not going to get too deep into the personal side of things, but it's just been a shitty couple of months. I just hit a wall in October. And by a wall, I mean, I couldn't get out of bed for a day and a half. I think mentally I had, I won't call it a breakdown, but I think, you know, all the lockdown and you know, really just not being able to move, and then having such a drastic job change of traveling for 20 years, and then realizing that I'm stuck behind a desk for 40, 50 hours a week, and not necessarily being particularly thrilled with what I'm selling either. It all just hit me, and I really started having some bad bouts of insomnia, which I'm still struggling with. But I went a period of about two straight weeks where I was sleeping 2 or 3 hours a night, and somehow was still able to function, not very well. But you know, I, more than anything, I function well at work, because I had to, and actually have been fairly successful during that time, trying to hold everything together. But you know, I took the steps that I'm supposed to take. You know, I'm just going and talking to a counselor just to make sure it doesn't get any worse than it is. I know what I'm about, son. So I know it's not going to get too bad. But it was pretty, you know, it was pretty different for me. Generally, I'm fairly upbeat. Not to say that I don't have some mood swings here and there, but that was something different, and I recognize it as something different. Went to see my doctor, and I really don't want to go on any medication, especially for something as fucking simple as sleeping, which, you know, you like to think that that's one of those things your body's just got down pat. But I do have a hyperactive brain, where I'm always thinking, I'm very fidgety. And for whatever reason, it waited until I was fucking 44 to materialize and stop me from sleeping. So I went to see my general practitioner. He prescribed me some sleeping pills, and they did not work. It was amazing. I'd still sleep 2.5, 3 hours a night, and I'd wake up and I'd be even more of a disaster because, you know, the pills were basically, my body felt like it should have been sleeping, and the pills really dragged me down. So after about a week of trying those and having feeling worse, I ended up taking those out of the mix and just trying to, you know, do some different things, eliminate caffeine almost completely. You know, one of the things that really fell by the wayside during that real downtime was exercising. And that's something that usually kind of regulates my body. It's something that I've really done religiously on and off for the most part, but mostly on since I was about 15, aside from a couple of stretches that I just couldn't do it. And, you know, losing that and having everything kind of happen at once, I just felt like it was all it was all affecting me in a negative way. So I'm trying to, you know, to increase my activity, to not sit behind this desk for 50 hours a week, even if the work requires me to. You know, I'll take a walk. I'll take phone calls and walk around the yard if it's not freezing. I'll take my laptop into other areas of the house just to get a change of scenery and not feel like I'm kind of locked off the way that I am. So slowly but surely, I've been doing a little bit better. I still have bouts of insomnia. Last night, I think I slept about 3 hours, which is unfortunate because I stayed up and watched the UFC fights the night before and only got several hours of sleep then. So I really thought last night was going to be my night. But today is an extra caffeine today, and hopefully tonight will bring the slumber that I so desperately need. But anyway, that's kind of what's been going on with me. But I have been thinking about kind of kickstarting this again and trying to find someone to interview, you know, bands, because that's what I love. So I got a couple of ideas in mind, and I'll reach out to some people. Maybe I get my first interview and expose, you know, expose some people to a little side of some of these up-and-coming bands or band members that they've never heard. But what I thought I would do today, to keep it kind of simple and see if I still have the chops to talk without any real script or any idea of what I'm going to do, aside from a loose idea, is talk about some of the new arrivals that I got in terms of music and share some bands with you folks that maybe you've never heard before. Anyhow, the first thing, I'm going to actually pause this for 1 second. And that pause was because my poor sweet wife went all the way to do groceries and realized for whatever reason her debit card was not in her pocketbook. So she, poor thing, she had a carriage full of groceries, a pair of 3-year-olds that are starting to get a little frisky, and no way to pay. So I had to jet out shortly and take my lunch a little bit early, and here I am. Crisis averted. It's always nice to be able to help the ones you love if time permits and you're able to do so. So it kind of threw me for a loop for a moment, but here I am. So as I was saying, I thought what I would do is potentially just kind of talk about some new releases to ease back or new to me. What I received in the mail this week, and what I received in the mail this week was one order. Essentially, from a company called Shadow Kingdom Records, which I'll link to in the description here, which a little online shop out of Ohio, really close to where my brother lives, but they don't have a retail spot, which is probably more detrimental to Shadow Kingdom than my brother because he would probably go in there and drop a mint every so often. But anyway. I also got an individual record from a seller on Discogs as well. So I'll start with that one. So that's some Belgium atmospheric black metal, Drawn into Descent, their self-titled album. The first actual track on it after after you get past the interlude, or the opening or whatever the hell they call that, a prelude. Actually, I think that's technically the name of it. The first official track is named Prelude. The first actual track that's not just an instrumental is Elude. And it took me about 5 seconds of that opening riff to realize that I was into it. All they had to do was not screw it up with vocals or anything too weird, and they didn't. This one really, I think, to me, straddles the line of what I love about atmospheric black metal and depressive black metal. It's kind of got a little bit of both, not quite as somber as depressive black metal, but has elements of that as well. Just really well done. I had waited for this record to come in about 3.5 weeks. No shade cast at the USPS. I know that they're dealing with just an influx of packaging and trouble keeping on top of it. So you just wait patiently. Everything has shown up in great condition, just slower than you're accustomed to. So, as much as I want those records, sometimes it's nice to build the anticipation. So this one I elected to not just wait for. So I listened to it quite a few times on digital and liked it more and more. So I was really, really glad when the record came in. I gave it a nice wash and it sounds phenomenal. Not necessarily the punchiest pressing I've ever heard, but that's not indicative of the music itself. The music itself is great. I just thought that maybe the pressing was just a bit flat, but I also had received a new piece of equipment that I'm still tweaking, so it's possible that when I go back to it, I might have made some setting changes that'll tweak that. I just thought that the bass was a little bit low, but that's also one of the areas that I need to work with. The new preamp and how that ties into my subwoofer. So anyhow, that was my first one, and that was the one record I got. It's funny, I've actually got just about every format of I'll say the term modern analog recording, which is kind of ironic. The next one I can't talk about too much. It's a band called Inclemency. I don't know how to pronounce it. That one I've sight unseen. I saw the name Tim Yatras, who does, he's a phenomenal musician. I've got a bunch of his stuff from Woods of Desolation, Austere, Germ, I think another one, Autumn's Dawn. I think he's a guest on one of the Thylight songs, which is the one record that by them that I do not have. They only have two, but No Morrow Shall Dawn is not a cheap one to find out there in the real world. So anyway, this one came in, and unfortunately, when I opened it up, I took a nice picture of it because I'm a slut that posts stuff like that on Instagram. And when I flipped it over, I took it in the car hoping that I'd get lucky, but there was a manufacturer's defect. I'd never seen anything like it. It was just kind of like a dimple, and I was hoping that it's not in the middle of the CD where all that data is, but it was just it was unable to be read by my car CD player. So they're sending me out another one, which was cool of them. So I don't really have a lot to talk about it, but if you know anything about Tim Yatras, you're going to assume that it's some type of a cross, but probably leans closer to black gaze or depressive black metal than anything. I shouldn't say it's completely blind. I'm sure I listened to a 20 or 30 second clip, but it doesn't take much for me. Usually, when I hear his name and I find something that's a affordable price, I'm going to jump all over it. The third item is a band called Ardor Loom, and they're out of Portland, Oregon, on on a label that's actually, I believe, run by one of the members of the band Art of Loom called Parasitic Records. So this is actually a cassette, which is relatively new for me. Every once in a while, I just said, screw it, I'm going to buy a cassette. If that's the only thing that's physically available, and until I get a cassette player, I'll just stream it digitally. But at least I kind of feel like I'm supporting them twice in that way. I've paid for something physical, and they get whatever little fucking Kwanzaa of a slice of the pie that any of these streaming providers throw their way, which is probably not much. But I guess if that's the case, you know, buying something physical and then still streaming is just a little icing on the cake for them. Now this one I listened to last night when I was going into the shower, and I got a very strong Wolves in the Throne Room vibe from them, which as long as you're not a direct clone of them, I'm all about it. And I was really enjoying what I heard last night. So I'm looking forward to spending a little bit more time with this one digitally. But, you know, just really like that kind of Cascadian black metal type of sound. And nobody does it better than Wolves in the Throne Room. I think Black Cascade is my favorite of all the atmospheric black metal albums that I own. There's a couple that are creeping up close to it over the years. Ennism's Arpitanian Lands being one of them, because that's just such a strong record. But there are quite a few of them that have really, like, you know, put Black Cascade, to the task to see if it can hold that top spot. But every time I decide, let me pull that out and give it a spin, which I believe that is probably my most spun record, it's like, nah, this is still the one. It's got everything I need for it. So Art or Loom on cassette, you'd probably find it on digital would probably be the best way to check them out. Again, I'll link to all of this stuff in the description. Even if you don't care about the podcast portion of it, just check out the links, because there's always going to be some good metal bands that maybe you've never heard of. The last one is probably my most the one that I'm most experienced with in the lot. And this is on CD. This is a band called Bloodbark, and the name is Bone Branches of the release itself. I've had this one, I'd say maybe for a couple of years now in digital format. As soon as I heard it, it was like an instant download. I won't say that this is my favorite atmospheric black metal of record of all time. I think I just covered that with Wolves in the Throne Room. But this might be the most beautiful one that I have. It is just phenomenal. Like the sweeping guitars, it picks up the pace quite a bit, but it's just beautifully written songs. I think there's three, maybe four songs. I can't remember off the top of my head. They're all pretty long. So you're talking 8, 10, 12 minute songs. It is just epic, majestic, and beautiful. I highly recommend it. Don't know if I said that they are out of Russia, but this one was on Northern Silence Productions, which obviously has a pretty strong cabal of black metal under their belt. Very mysterious. There's no indication of who these musicians are, so I suspect that they probably have played in some other bands that we have heard. If not, then it's a travesty that this is the only thing that they've released, because this is really just an amazing, amazing release. So that's it. I thought I would try to keep this one short, maybe 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes I say that, and then I go a little bit longer than usual. But I think, considering I've taken some time off and I'm, trying to kickstart it again, this seems like a good starting off point. So, hopefully you folks that have listened to this in the past continue to do so. I don't really have any high hopes of this becoming a massive audience thing, but I do like just sharing music and talking about stuff. And as I said, it's kind of therapeutic to just sit here and blurt uninterrupted for 10, 15 minutes, whatever's on my mind. So, I hope you enjoy. And again, if anything, even if the podcast itself isn't for you, hopefully you find some music in the description that you like. All right. Peace out.